We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's John Chuckery, nights 7 till 11.
Brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Try to do a little bit more up-tempo stuff here in the Friday night dance party going on. So, but we were talking about Aretha Franklin, so let's get a little, you know, we can kind of use this as dance. We can kind of use this as my part of my list and everything. You know, it's not, I understand it's not Jim Coleslaw or Kendrick Perkins or, you know, Drizzly Dak or whatever, you know.
This'll do.
Yeah, yeah. This is good stuff here. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, catch us on the go. Social media, 929 The Game, at JMCH316. He's at _ Dylan Matthews on Twitter. All right, two things. Let me give you the interesting news here first. Celtics and Milwaukee. Looks like they're going to be potentially headed back to Boston for a game 7. Boston's up 100-87. It's been the Jason Tatum and Giannis show. Giannis has got 42 points and 19 boards. Tatum tonight has 41 points and 9 boards. So those two guys have been going off tonight. So I've got that up here on the TV, watching a little bit of that. And, of course, what we don't have on the TV is the Braves game. Remember when it was 6-4, Braves were up? Remember that? Dansby hits a 3-run homer. All is good in Braves land. And then here comes Will Smith, and he gives up a 3-run homer to their shortstop, Kim. It's now 7-6. And remember when I told you about how Suarez came in for Darvish and blew the game and had him set up to be the loser? Now Suarez is set up to be the winner right now.
Darvish has to be so mad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he cannot
be
happy.
Gotta be tight.
He cannot be happy right now. So let's see if the Braves have another comeback in them. We head to the bottom of the seventh, by the way. There's already two outs with a man on in the bottom of the seventh inning. But, Will Smith comes in and gives up a 3-run homer in the seventh. The hell's he pitching the seventh inning for? Can I ask? Like, why is Will Smith in the seventh inning? I mean, isn't he, like, him and Jansen, your kind of dual closers? And Kim's a right-handed hitter, I believe, is he not? Isn't Kim a right-handed hitter? Let's see what, Yeah, he's a right-handed hitter. So what are you bringing a lefty in to face these right-handers? Anyway. Well, that takes Max Fried out of the win column, so... he can't win it now. Can't lose it, but he can't win it. That sucks. So Bray's got to come back, you know, again. Ay, ay, ay. Sometimes his bullpen just makes your head want to explode, but, you know, that's what happens when, you know, you get some of these decisions. Again, I don't know why Will Smith is coming in the seventh inning in a game like this. Freed threw 97 pitches tonight, 6 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs. Couple of walks, 6 strikeouts, gave up the 1 home run. I think that was to, I think Will Myers actually had the 1 home run. The bottom of their order has been productive too. Bottom of the Braves order, the 7, 8, 9 hitters for the Braves have 6 RBI. They scored 5 times and have 6 RBI. So only Albies with a run scored has been any other factor in all this. So We'll see what happens, but now we head to the top of the eighth inning as the Braves don't do nothing in the bottom of the seventh. 7-6 right now. Padres are winning this thing. Oi. All right, let's get to what we call an NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Did the NFL give a salary cap exemption to the New Orleans Saints? Do we know? Because they just literally signed Jarvis Landry today. Like, is there any breaking news, Dylan, today? Did the Saints not have to operate with a salary cap this year? I mean, this is absurd. They just signed Tyrann Mathieu. They just gave Tyrann Mathieu $33 million. And they just signed Jarvis Landry today. On his Instagram post, Landry wrote, quote, home, who dat nation, see you soon. Was released by the Browns on March 14th. They couldn't come up with a restructured contract in Cleveland. He was asked if he could seek a trade. Anyway, how many guys are they going to, like, how are they finding all this money?
Need the bank statements for the New Orleans Saints.
Gave Tyrann Mathieu $33 million like 2 weeks ago. You'd think that would have eaten up their cap, right? No, let's just go give them. They don't have the terms of the deal with Landry, but he ain't playing for fish heads and rice. I know that. I mean, he ain't going to get top-tier money or anything like that crazy, but he's not coming in for 40 bucks. Malik Willis talking about Ryan Tannehill. So, obviously, we remember Ryan Tannehill, whatever that was, a week or two ago, saying how he wouldn't mentor Malik Willis, and, you know, he won't be mean to him, but he won't mentor him. And Willis joked, what quote, when asked about the comments. He said, quote, we chopped it up. It was never anything negative. Ryan is a good dude. Everything is cool, man. Look, knowing what little bit I know about Malik Willis, just from talking to people like my friend Emily Austin, this kid's the salt of the earth. There's nothing about his character or anything to worry about Malik Willis, and he's not going to come in and bury the core. First off, I don't know that he's even really competing for a starting job with Ryan Tannehill. Why would Tennessee rush Malik Willis into a starting gig right away? There's no reason for that either. There's no reason to push any kind of panic button or push him into anything. So don't worry about trying to rush him right now. Just get him ready. Let him learn. If Tannehill doesn't want to mentor him, that's fine. But he can still learn things from Tannehill. And they still have a good organization up there. But anyway, you know, he's not going to say anything bad about Ryan Tannehill. But he is a kid that all accounts are, man, he is salt of the earth. He's a really good kid. Let's see here. Chargers and Cowboys, they've announced that they're going to start holding joint practices. So this will be joint training camp sessions before the two teams meet up on August 20th for a preseason contest. Now, obviously, this is one of the other things that we see a lot of in the NFL, especially with one less preseason game. You have multiple teams that, you know, you have two teams that get together and they hold multiple practices together and get a chance to kind of hit one another without being a preseason game and such. So you get a chance to work on some things. Falcons obviously do this all the time as well. I expect the Falcons, I don't know if it's the Lions, I would think Jacksonville probably will be the team. You know, that'll be their third preseason game. I'm guessing the Falcons will do this with like Jacksonville. I don't know if they'll do it with the Giants or the Jets and the Lions, which are their other two teams that they have to play. But this is what teams do now, right? Teams get together and they hold these joint practices as part of their preseason, as part of camp, give the guys somebody different to hit to. And without being like a structured game, as I said, you can sort of work on some things in a practice, right? You can reset and redo things without having a game situation. Sometimes you just want to run a formation or try something. I mean, so Chargers and Cowboys will do it. Falcons will do it. My guess would be the Jacksonville Jaguars, who seem to be kind of like their permanent preseason team that they always play. According to Todd Bowles, Rob Gronkowski with no decision, saying it's still status quo when asked about Gronk. Gronk, by the way, turns 33 tomorrow. How do you think that party's going to go? Did you see him at the draft? shaking his booty at the draft. I mean, that was – God bless Gronk, man. He – listen, he's like Mike Bell, man. He lives the gimmick. I mean, he's like Mike Bell and Southside Steve. Those guys live their gimmick, man. Rob Gronkowski lives his gimmick all the way. He's, quote, doing other things and enjoying them. When asked about if there's any timetable or anything like that, basically Bowles said, I don't know. Let me read this whole thing. Bowles was asked if he had any indication when Gronk might make his decision. I do not at this time. So they've got no idea if Gronk's going to come back, right? You know that, right? Like, he's coming back. Gronk doesn't want to go to training camp. I'll say this. Gronk, like Tony Gonzalez. Remember when Tony didn't come to camp and all that? People got all aggravated and all this kind of stuff. Oh, he's got to come. Let me tell you. Gronk doesn't need to come. Brady's there. Gronk comes in. It's all good. If I'm Brady and Bowles and everybody, the last thing on this earth I'm worried about is Gronkowski coming to preseason training camp or mandatory minis or voluntary workouts or even training camp. If he wants to come to training camp and stand on the sidelines, brother, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He helped me win a Super Bowl. What did he catch in that Super Bowl? Two touchdowns in that Super Bowl against the Chiefs, right? Two touchdown passes. Okay. And how many Super Bowls has he won? Like four? Okay. The last guy on this earth to be worried about is Gronk and whether or not, you know, whenever he decides to come back. Whatever he wants to do is perfectly fine with him. So if I'm Todd Bowles and Brady and everybody, I got no concerns. Brady can do things however he wants. You know, he's fanatical about working out and all this kind of stuff and all that things. Gronk's not. But I know one thing. Gronk's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he's got nothing to prove, and he'll come right in and he'll be a factor for the Buccaneers. Kenny Pickett, speaking to reporters, as rookies are together, asked about the fact that he doesn't necessarily have a mentor of his own and he doesn't have Big Ben anymore there as he retired. Quote, Peter King wrote this on Monday after the draft, saying, quote, he never got the chance to talk with Ben Roethlisberger, which seems odd to me to never chat with Roethlisberger in 5 years, but he did watch Steelers practice a lot. Well, anyway, Kenny Pickett said that, look, he's talked to Ben Roethlisberger. He says that if he's got anything he needs, Ben Roethlisberger told him that he would welcome Pickett's call if he needs anything or wants to bounce anything off of him. This from The Athletic. So Kenny Pickett, I mean, with all due respect to Peter King, I mean, Kenny Pickett has talked to Big Ben, and if he needs help, he's there and this, that, and the other. So, again, not a big deal. It's just that he doesn't have a veteran quarterback to be able to mentor with, right? This doesn't have that guy, so we'll see what happens. But I think that Pickett's going to start right away. I do think that Kenny Pickett's going to get his chance to start. I think he's going to be the only rookie quarterback that starts. And part of that's being a first-rounder. Part of that's their desperate need of a quarterback. But I don't think any of the other guys, Ritter, obviously not going to start. I say obviously, but I think it is obvious he's not going to start. Malik Willis. Is there anybody else that I'm missing that could start? But I think Pickett's going to get his chance. I think that's Pickett's job to lose. I know they got Trubisky, and there'll be a quote-unquote competition for it. But when you draft quarterback in the first round, ideally you would love to see those guys come in, win that job, especially if you don't have a seasoned veteran on your team. You know, at least Garoppolo has been there for a while, and he did go to a Super Bowl with the 49ers, so I can understand Trey Lance not coming in and starting right away. But ideally, you want that rookie where there's not a incumbent veteran in place to go out there and win the job. Like, that may say something about Kenny Pickett if you aren't coming in and winning the job for Mitchell Trubisky, who's, I don't know, would Mitchell Trubisky start for any team in the league? It wasn't Pittsburgh. Would he be able to start for any team in the NFL right now? I don't think so, but he'll battle it out with Kenny Pickett, and I think Pickett will win that job. All right, when we come back, I have some numbers that confirm everything that I had told you and I had thought about the Falcons' offensive line, and it's becoming more and more apparent how critical it is to make sure that they get this thing fixed and taken care of. We'll talk about that next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To more John Chuckery.
We've heard so much about you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it on the John Chuckery Show. Brent Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. We head to the top of the hour. Share a sports brief coming up after that. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can hit us up with a rank'em list. We got that coming up in 20 minutes. I did see one or two, and I saw at least one on my Twitter page. That would be at JMCH316. He is at underscore Dylan Matthews. Yep, rank them coming up in 20 minutes, just looking here. So I saw a couple of those on there. Quick update, Braves, Padres. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning, 7-6 still. Padres hanging on to the lead. Spencer Strider came in to pitch the eighth inning for the Braves. One inning, two strikeouts, no hits, no nothing, 15 pitches. So Braves got to get their bats going. Now, they have two outs right now with Demerit up. So if Demerit, unless Demerit reaches, but he's been on base four times tonight, so he could very well reach. But if he doesn't, Olsen, Riley, and Ozuna will be coming up in the ninth. Those guys are 1-for-11. If you take tonight, you take Darnell, Ozuna, Riley, and Olsen, your 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters. Those guys are 1-for-15 tonight. Yeah, not good. Ozzie's got two hits. Duvall's got two hits. Contreras has two hits. Swanson has two hits and four RBI. Demerit has two hits, and he's walked twice, been on base four times tonight. Hell of a job for Demerit, man. He's come up with some big moments, man. I'll tell you, honestly, like you think about Arcia the other night and Demerit and some of the things that those guys have done. Brother, what would happen if those guys hadn't won you a few games, right? What would this be like if those guys hadn't won you a couple of games here or there? So we'll keep you up to date about what goes on there. All right. So as the Falcons have their rookie training camp going on, they brought everybody in and, you know, all the draft picks, and we heard from those guys earlier. This list comes from the Twitter account Computer Cowboy. It's at Ben B. Baldwin, BenBBaldwin, Ben B. Baldwin. And I'm going to give him credit for this because he does a lot of analytics, football analytics. He's a contributor for The Athletic and this and the other. I don't know a lot of his work. I've just seen a few things, you know, here and there. But I thought this list was fascinating. So now that the draft is over, he went through and put a list together of all 160 projected starting offensive linemen in the NFL, right? So the math is this. 32 teams in the league, five guys on the offensive line, right? You with me? That's how we get 160, okay? Guard, centers, tackle, all that stuff. So ranking the 160 offensive linemen based upon their pass protection, expected pass protection grade. We expect these guys to be as far as best pass blockers in the NFL. Now, 160 guys, ready? Coming in at number 152 is Caleb McGarry. So that puts Caleb McGarry as the ninth worst offensive lineman based upon expected pass protection grades. But it gets better. Coming in at 155 is Matt Hennessy. So Matt Hennessy comes in as the sixth worst offensive lineman when it comes to expected pass protection grade. And sitting at the very bottom of the list, at number 160, based upon expected pass protection grade, is the one, the only, Jalen Mayfield in the one percentile group of offensive linemen. He is projected as the worst starting offensive lineman from a pass blocking standpoint in the entirety of the NFL. Remember all these times I've come on here on the airwaves and said this and explained this to you? And this goes back to why I want to understand what our offensive philosophy is. Does it come clear now? Because you've spent the number 4 and the number 8 pick, back-to-back drafts, 2 years running, back-to-back drafts with pass catcher as your top pick in the first round. Number 4 last year, number 8 this year. Meanwhile, the offensive line as a whole graded out to be the 31st worst. So they are the second worst. Only Seattle is worse. So that should tell you how good Jake Matthews and Chris Lindstrom are. But they only grade out as the second worst pass blocking line in the NFL. In a league, by the way, that is drop back, push the football downfield, huck it around, quarterbacks throw it more than ever in the history of the league right now. And we have three guys that are the worst, sixth worst, ninth worst in the NFL at maybe the most important thing you got to do in the league in pass block in today's NFL. While we have two top 10 pass catchers that we drafted. Can you see my conundrum? Can you understand and see why I get frustrated by this? Because this has to get fixed first and foremost. Great. You want to tell me that Mayfield's going to be better? Cool. According to this, he's starting out as the worst pass-blocking offensive lineman in the entirety of the NFL as a starter. So, hell, there ain't nowhere to go but up, is there? Even if he gets one or two spots, will that make you feel better? That he let's say he moves up. Let's say he's only the 10th worst pass-blocking offensive lineman in the entirety of the NFL. Does that make you feel better? That's why I get frustrated. We're drafting all these pass catchers, and yet I'm giving you the analytics of what our offensive line is. And it's frustrating. And again, remember when I kept saying, I think this will be the 77,000th time that I've said this. that you cannot go into this year playing Jalen Mayfield and Matt Hennessy together. Do you see why? Do you understand why now when I've given you the numbers? Does that make sense now? If you do that, you're back to running around, can't figure anything out, can't run, can't protect the quarterback, and your offense is going nowhere. But we'll have two top 10 pass catchers. The NFL is still a line of scrimmage game. You have to block up front on the offensive line, and you have to sack the quarterback on the defense line. Now, I feel like that they have improved on the defensive line, and I definitely feel better on the defensive line. I don't know if they solved everything, but I certainly feel better about what this group looks like compared to what it was last year with Steven Means and Dante Fowler and all this stuff. But this is not good. And what are we going to do to fix this thing? You know, what's the plan? Yeah, we brought in some guys to compete, but with all due respect, you brought in guys that aren't any good either. I mean, Jermaine Ifedi is a first-round pick that's about to be on his second or third franchise because he hasn't panned out in the league. That's why he's available, because he hasn't worked out. Boy, that Malika Andrews, by the way, whew. My goodness gracious. Man, oh, man, oh, man. She's doing the sidelines there for the Warriors game. Memphis and Golden State. Whew. Anyway, sorry, got distracted here. But this franchise, folks, isn't going to take the steps forward that we all want if they can't get their lines of scrimmage fixed and in better shape. And again, every single Sunday when I sit down and I watch it, okay, and I'm watching it on regular TV, I don't have the Pineapple Plus TV and the FUBU and the Chick Flicks, okay, and all these, you know, the Peacocks, right? I don't have all these streaming things available. I sit down and watch it on TV, and I look and I'm like, I know why we lose every single week. Not because we don't have enough pass catchers, not because of this, because of that. Because our line of scrimmage is so deficient. And this just proves it. This just proves it. This guy's got no dog in the hunt. This guy's not listening to the radio show every night and understanding and getting a feel for how bad these guys are. He's just giving you the analytics of it. And it just confirms everything that I've thought, everything that I've preached, everything that I've said, everything that I've beat you over the head with. Because if you can't get this thing fixed up front on both sides of the football, you're not getting your roster. And I don't want to hear about $100 million and this, that, and the other. That ain't going to mean anything. Good players aren't going to sign with bad football teams just to take their money. Again, you see the Saints, every time we turn around, the Saints are grabbing somebody. Guys want to go play for good organizations. Sometimes you overpay for a free agent, but when you have to way overpay for guys that maybe aren't as good, that's where you get in trouble. You have to draft. You have to teach and groom your young guys. And you have to get them to where they're worth a second contract. When that time comes, after that fourth or fifth year option, you need to sign guys to a long-term contract. And that's why the Falcons are where they are. Getting these lines of scrimmage right has nothing to do with having $100 million next year to spend. You're not gonna spend your way to getting it fixed. You have to have young, cheap, available talent, and you have to groom it. And if you want to have one guy that's kind of built with your organization, but again, look at a guy like Tristan Wirfs, one of the top guys. Again, he's ranked like third on Pro Football Focus's top tackles in the NFL. You draft him, he's all rookie first year. Second year in the league, first team all NFL. That's how you get a good offensive line. That's how you make that happen. And I'll say again, you can afford to have one of those guys. But you can't play Hennessy and Mayfield together anymore. You can't. and roll the dice and hope for the best in it. Can't do it. If you do, you're going to get battered around again. And I don't care. And that's why I don't want Desmond Ridder in right away. Why won't I want Desmond Ridder in to play quarterback with three of the nine worst offensive linemen in pass protection in the NFL? Why would I subject him to that? Because I don't like him? Because I want him to get hurt? And simply, you saw Justin Fields last year. Simply running around doesn't solve anything, does it? When he took nine sacks in his first game ever. That didn't solve anything, did it? Well, mobility and running around didn't solve anything. That didn't help him grow. That didn't make him a better quarterback. Getting sacked nine times doesn't make you a better quarterback. So they got to figure out a way to get this thing fixed and get this thing on track. And if their offensive and defensive lines don't improve, and I do think that the Falcons will take some free agent money this year. Not when I say free agent money. They have some money that's going to be available on the salary cap. Tom, you sign your rookie class and you keep a few bucks behind for emergency cases. I'm guessing maybe about $6 million, somewhere roughly in that range. Give or take a million or two. They're going to be around the $6 million mark. Okay. You can find one or two good players, and especially on the offensive line. And you're going to have to wait and see what June 1st cuts are. We may have one of those guys here ourselves in our middle linebacker. But you wait to see what June 1st cuts are, and you got to have to find somebody. And I hope that they, you know, use these guys in competition, because you're never going to – there's not a single human being alive on this earth that's going to sell me, the coach, GM, nobody, that you can stand those two guys in the middle of your offensive line side by side and think it's going to get better by having – both those guys play together again. It just won't. It won't. You know, one of those guys you can live with, but you can't live with both of those guys. Rank them. Coming up next, text line at 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. At the JMCH316, at underscore Dylan Matthews. Hit us up with your list. It's up next. Chuck Green, the Key Studio, Sports Right Now, the Game, Odyssey.com. Wait a minute.
Something going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Back to more John Chuckery.
No, I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Key Studios. We ended the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolled right along. Had a little fun on Fridays. Cranked the beat up a little bit. 404-741-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, Catch on the Go, social media, 92 on the Game, at JMCH316, at underscore Dylan Matthews. Quick update, top of the ninth, 7-6, Padres still up. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, pick Hugh's brain, pick Randy's brain. Sometimes I'd give him a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
All right, I'm going to start with the Falcons rank them for you, JC.
Okay.
Because you were just talking about, you know, why Jalen Mayfield and Matt Hennessy can't be together anymore. So, which offensive lineman do you think is going to surprise you the most with their improvement? Caleb McGarry, Matt Hennessy, Jalen Mayfield, and I threw in Drew Dahlman just because, you know, you never know.
McGarry 1, Hennessy 2. Mayfield 3, and Dahlman won't even play. I don't think Dahlman's even going to play this year. I mean, unless there's an injury.
Right.
Look, McGarry's playing for a contract. He didn't get his fifth-year option picked up. He's playing for a contract. And let's say that he doesn't beat out a Fede. Would they consider moving him inside like I said to do 5 years ago, 4 years ago? I mean, I don't know. But he's a first-round pick. I'll give him the biggest benefit of the doubt. I just don't see how Jalen Mayfield's going to take a big enough leap forward, and especially if he stands right next to Matt Hennessy. You'll never sell me on those two guys together are going to work out on your offensive line.
All right, Chuck. It's a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work tomorrow, do you?
Nope.
Okay. So, who you stooping tonight? Iggy Azalea, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, or Nicki Minaj?
Give me Cardi B 1.
Okay.
Give me Nicki Minaj 2.
All right.
Give me Iggy Azalea 3 and Megan Thee Stallion 4.
Wow.
Megan
went last.
I don't see as much. And I don't know. I mean, I like her. She's a good singer and performer and all that. I like that song she's got with Dua Lipa right now, but I don't know. I don't know. From Marco on the Twitter page, Grayson McCall, Spencer Rattler, Tyler Van Dyke, Jake Haner. I got to go Rattler because, look, I had him picked as the Heisman winner the year before, so I'm going to go Spencer Rattler one. I really like Grayson McCall. I think he's done a lot of good things at Coastal Carolina. Give me him number two. I like Jake Haner, but again, those Fresno quarterbacks are system quarterbacks. So give me Tyler Van Dyke, who I really like out of Miami, and then Jake Haner out of Fresno at number four.
All right. Keeping it pushing here.
Pushing P.
Not pushing P quite yet. Oh. But, you know, we've
Are all those guys in jail?
They're in jail. They're getting there. Okay. Yeah. So we've had a spot running for Kevin Hart. He's got a show coming up here in Atlanta. We're giving away tickets. And we've also
– Can I tell you that first place is two tickets, second place is four tickets?
Huh?
Did you get that joke?
I got it. That's just – dang. Yeah. Got a little cold in here. Okay. So we've also, besides the Kevin Hart spots, we've also had Cedric the Entertainer on the morning show here soon.
Or who interviewed them?
It was the morning show.
Oh, okay. Who was that?
That was John Freaky.
Oh, Freaky?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. John Freaky?
Okay.
So they got me thinking, who's the best stand-up comedian to you out of these four? Cedric the Entertainer, Bernie Mac, Eddie Murphy, or Kevin Hart?
Eddie Murphy one, Bernie Mac two, Cedric the Entertainer three, and Kevin Hart, I don't know. I've seen a few funny things in his stand-up, but by and large, I'm poisoned by Kevin
John
Hart.
John Freaky?
Yes. I'm just poisoned by Kevin Hart. I just
not poison.
Yeah, I'm just poisoned by him. So, from our buddy Alvy Cohen on the Twitter page, rank these 80 shows, Alf, Mama's Family, Small Wonder, Out of This World. Give me Mama's Family. Always enjoyed that. I'm not familiar with Out of This World, so give me Small Wonder 2. Alf, I didn't understand at all, and Out of This World only because I have no idea what it is. From the real Matt Ryan, Tom Gugliotta, Sean Bradley, Big Country Bryant Reeves, Keith Van Horn. Give me Big Country Bryant Reeves one. Give me Tom Gugliotta two. Always like Tom Gugliotta. He was a pretty good player. Give me Keith Van Horn three, and Sean Bradley was just the stiff among stiffs. Out of BYU, what was he, like 7'5 or something like that? Sean Bradley. 7'5" and about 111 pounds, man. Just big stiff, man. That should have been his. Bryant Reeves was Big Country. Sean Bradley should have been nicknamed Big Stiff.
All right. In honor of the great Kendrick Lamar dropping an album a couple of days ago.
All right. So Kendrick Perkins has got an album. I saw that his album came out. Saw the album cover and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard some people say it's really good. I heard some people say it's trash.
I haven't listened to it yet. I'm listening to it tonight. Now, I'll let you know what I think on Tuesday.
How do you get the
Tuesday
album? Like, just you personally, how will you get the album?
I have Apple Music, so okay. I have access to all music on Apple. I can just go in and download it.
So do you have to pay it? Pay for it?
Yeah, it's a monthly subscription for Apple Music.
Oh, so you actually have a subscription.
Yes.
All right, so you take like your iPad or iPod or iPuke or whatever, and you can actually pay per month.
Yes.
Can you download as much music as you want?
As much as your phone can hold.
Can I ask how much that costs?
So I think it's on like $5.99 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
Because they charge like a buck a song, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, if you don't have it, because like before they had Apple Music, it was like 99 cents per single or per song. And an album was anywhere from
like
12
bucks. Yeah,
anywhere from
12, yeah.
Anywhere from 10 to like 15 bucks.
So you pay $5.99 a month and you can download all the music that you want?
As much as you want.
Really?
Yep.
What about do they have anything else on there you can download?
You can download, they have like music videos on there that you can download. I don't know if there's anything else that you can download off of Apple Music.
But
I think it's just music.
For $5.99.
Oh, yeah, it's a steal.
I can find six songs to download all the time. Like, that ain't hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. And I mean, they have like, they don't, you know, it's not just recent music. They have music from the past. Anything that's on Apple, they got it all on there.
I had an iTunes, you know, I had the iPuke, the IP, you know, thing. I had the iTunes.
Okay.
It's through iTunes or something, right?
Correct.
I mean, is that still what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I had one of those things, and I would put songs on there. But, hell, they cost like a buck a song, though.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
I mean, I don't make your kind of money, you know.
I don't make your kind of money. Anyways, with him dropping an album, if you had to listen to an album straight through, Are you listening to my boy Drizzy Drake? J. Cole, or who you call J. Coleslaw?
Yeah, J. Coleslaw.
Big Sean?
Jim. So I got Jim Coleslaw. I got Tiny Slims. I got Tiny Stan. Okay. So Tiny Stan, Drizzly Drake, Tiny Stan, Jim Coleslaw, and who else?
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. None of them.
Oh,
how about that? I'll make it easy for you. I'll put Mitch Evans 1 and all the rest of them go behind all of that.
Evans 1.
That's how it goes. From our buddy Rusty on the text line, the Brooklyn Brawler, Hercules, One Man Gang, the Warlord. Yeah, Bruce Pritchard's podcast this week is about Hercules. Pretty good stuff there. Give me the One Man Gang 1. Give me Hercules 2. Give me the Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Lombardi, number 3. Also played Doink, which was awful. And the Warlord, never understood that gimmick either, so give me him number 4.
All right. Who are you doing a quote-unquote special sit-down with out of these, like, reporters slash hosts? Aaron Andrews, Sam Ponder, Molly Kierum, or Malika Andrews, since you were just talking about him?
I'm taking Malika Andrews number 1.
Got to.
And I'm taking that Molly Kierum number 2 the way.
Whew.
Aaron Andrews number 3, and Samantha Ponder, she, you know, gets the backside. She goes down to number 4. So, but that Malika Andrews is and listen.
Goodness, flawless.
She's really good at what she does. She's she's a superstar on ESPN. They just signed her up for a big deal and all that kind of stuff. So saw Maria Taylor, too, by the way. Another friend that we talked to, another Roswell girl.
Uh-huh.
Just signed on to be the Sunday Night Football in America host, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is literally – that's the number one broadcast in the country. Like, their Sunday night game, every single week that it's on, is the number one highest rated show on all of television. So on FUBU and Chick Flicks and Pineapple TV and, you know, Peacock and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, it truly is like the highest rated show every week when it's on.
All right, this is just going to be a straight up rank 'em. Lionel Richie, Rick James, Al Green, or Teddy Pendergrass, since we did our top 10 musical artists of all time.
Teddy, Al Green, Lionel Richie. Who was the other one?
Rick James.
Give me Teddy P 1. Give me Rick James 2. God, I hate to do it, but I'm going to take Al Green, the Reverend 3, and I hate to put Lionel Richie at 4, but
it's
tough. Love Lionel Richie. But
yeah,
on that list, unfortunately, he ends at number 4. I love Lionel Richie.
All right, Chuck, I got one last.
Commodores and Lionel Richie, by the way, too. Both.
Both of them. Classics. All right, last one here for you, Chuck. Better chance to win the NBA Finals, since we do have NBA playoff action going on right now. We saw the Celtics force a Game 7. I mean, I was watching Jason Tatum. I mean, just the shots he was making. I mean, he was unconscious tonight.
Did you see the stat, though, with Giannis?
Uh-uh.
He had... because they don't have Middleton right now.
Right.
He had 44 points at one point, and their entire team had 48.
Jeez.
I mean, he did everything. They don't have Middleton, and I don't even know. I don't think he's supposed to play in this round. Is he? I'm not even sure if he's playing until maybe the NBA Finals. I'm not even sure he's playing the next round.
Mm-hmm.
But they desperately need Middleton. But, good Lord, Tatum and Giannis went at it tonight. I mean,
That was a duel of duels. So with that, better chance to win the finals. If you ask me, I'm taking the Celtics in between Bucks and Celtics. Give me I'm taking these 4: Celtics, Heat, Suns, Warriors. Better chance to win the finals.
Celtic, Heat, Suns, Warriors. I'm gonna take the Suns number 1. I think they'll beat Dallas in that Game 7. So I'll take the Suns 1. Heat, Celtics, and who was the other one? Heat, Celtics, and
Warriors.
Give me the Warriors and their pedigree 2. I'll take the Celtics 3 and the Miami Heat 4.
Okay.
I think the Celtics are a really good team.
I think the Celtics have a really, really good chance to come out of the East.
I do. But, boy, I tell you what, Celtics and Heat is going to be a physical series. Like, it will be it will be a knockdown.
It's going to be a dogfight.
I still think, though, I like Phoenix, man. I mean, they were knocking on the door last year, and they were just about there. I think they'll beat Luka and those guys in Game 7. They got a lot of, you know, obviously we're getting a whole bunch of Game 7s over the weekend and stuff, so it should be a lot of fun. All right, that's a rank 'em for Friday night. We'll come back and do the Love TKO to wrap things up. Sports right now the game, Odyssey.com app. I want to love you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show. We always do it with the Love TKO. JR Sports Brief coming up next. I'm going to update you on the Braves. You ain't going to like it, but I'm going to update you on the Braves here in just a second. First, though, let me let you listen to what is the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
Well, O'Day comes in with Strider, and the Braves give up four more runs in the top of the ninth. So it is now bottom of the ninth, and the Braves are down 11-6. So Braves use four pitchers tonight. Freed gave up four runs. Smith gave up three runs. Strider gave up two runs. O'Day gave up two runs. Yeah. Yeah. Not good. So unless you're going to tell me that the Braves are going to have some kind of miraculous comeback out there, they're going to lose this opening series. You got the middle of your order up. Like I said, they see, Olsen, Riley, Ozuna, Darnot tonight are 1 for 8 plus 8, 16. 1 for 16 out of those four guys. So that's bottom of the order did a lot of damage tonight. Got six RBI out of Duvall, Contreras, and Swanson. So all good there. Demerit's been on base five times tonight. Five times. He's 3 for 3 with two walks. Five times he's been on base tonight. And you couldn't get anybody in the 2, 3, 4, 5 spot to knock him in around. Demerit's been on base five times and hasn't scored a run. He hasn't scored a run, and he's been on base five times. And by the way, they're 4 for 8 with runners in scoring position because, hell, Duvall, Contreras, and Swanson have got, and Albies, those guys have 8 hits. Those guys have 8 hits and 6 RBI. Got to get that middle of the order going, man. I don't know what the combo is, but, brother, you got to get the middle of that order going, man. Can't wait. Can't have a guy get on base five times and not score a run. Can't. Not in baseball. We got to get out of here. Catch you Monday. See you. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.